Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you today. Let's look back again in Matthew chapter 4. And I want to read a little bit. I'm going to read part of this text just to give you an idea of what the Spirit of God is saying this morning. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, he said, "Then was Jesus led of the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil." Now, thinking another writer of the gospel, he said, Jesus being full of the Spirit, led by the Spirit to be tempted of the devil. Now, notice this is a run for us to see, because here the Spirit lead him in the presence of Satan to be tempted of him. You remember in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve fell because of Satan's temptation. But here Jesus showing us how to handle all types of temptation. And the second verse is, when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was asked with a hunger. And when the tempter, that Satan, came to him, he said, "If thou," and he always will question your salvation, "if thou be the Son of God, if God love you, if God care about you," and you know he does, "commanded these stones be made bread." You may be going through something now in your life, or you may be aiming to accomplish something in your life to go to the next level. Just listen what Jesus did here in this fourth verse. Jesus answered him. He gave an "if thou be the Son of God." The fourth verse here, but he answered and said, "It is written." Now he takes an Old Testament passage spoken in the book of Deuteronomy to preach. "Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Now notice that every word, all scriptures given by inspiration of God and profitable to us for reproof, for instruction, for correction. And so the word of God at large from Genesis to Revelation is our soul that we use to put the enemy in his place. I love this verse because it's a false voice here, but he answered and said, "It is written, man should not live by bread alone." Man do have to eat, but by every word, feeding on the word. And notice that's a preceded word. That word preceded means that that word is constantly coming out of God's mouth. We have to listen. Every situation you're dealing with, every decision you're making, you need to be aware of the fact that God has a word for every situation that preceded out of the mouth of God. So I want you to listen for God's voice and read his word. And today you will know exactly what to do, what to say, where to go, and how to handle yourself. That preceded word is a powerful word, my friend. And I speak a preceded word over you today, that the Lord thy God and the Holy Spirit will give you the wisdom and the victory and the know-how to handle every situation that comes in your life. You have a blessed day, and you walk by faith, being led by the Spirit, and at all times speaking the word.